there was never really any doubt that Hillary Clinton would win California in last month's election, but Donald Trump actually did manage to carry 24 mostly rural California counties. Scott Schaefer of Here and Now contributor KQED visited one of them, Kings County in central California's San Joaquin Valley, to hear what voters there expect from the new president.
At the Hanford Senior Center, two women are setting up for noontime bingo.
Okay, four for a dollar.
Okay, give me four.
And when a complete stranger walks into a small-town bingo hall with a radio microphone, well, there can be some resistance to talking politics.
No comment.
Me neither.
Bonnie Peters and Angie Dutra are longtime volunteers here, and eventually they warm up and are willing to talk about the presidential election. Dutra admits it was tough choosing a candidate to vote for.
I really had mixed feelings, you know. One way or another, didn't know which way to go.
Dutra's friend, Bonnie Peters, agrees.
I didn't believe in a lot of things Trump said, and I don't think he will follow through on what he promised.
Peters says she almost didn't vote at all. Both women are registered Republicans, and in the end, they both voted for Donald Trump. Despite her misgivings, Peters hopes he delivers on at least one thing.
I'm against letting too many foreigners come in, and Trump says he's not going to let that happen, but we'll see.
But you still had mixed feelings about him.
Oh, yes, and I probably will for the next 4 years.
Hanford is the county seat of Kings County, just south of Fresno. The economy here is driven by agriculture, including the dairy industry, which was hit hard by the recession. Around lunchtime on a recent Monday, about a dozen dairymen turned up for the weekly auction of cows. Joe Augusto quit the dairy business a few years ago. He complains that Democrats and Republicans are too cozy with big agriculture for little guys like him to make it. 8 years ago, he saw Barack Obama as the person to change business as usual. This time, it was Trump.
Yeah, I would like to see things shaken up, but I'm prepared to be disappointed because, you have people elected talk about hope and change and all change in general, and it usually doesn't happen. So I'm not getting my hopes up.
We go inside to get some lunch.
We're talking politics.
Over beef stew and Coca-Cola, Augusto's friend and fellow farmer, Joaquin Content, says he also voted for Obama 8 years ago, and this time for Trump.
Do you see something in Trump that you saw in Obama in 08?
Totally. They both seem to be disconnected from the establishment, and we'll see how far this guy goes forward with this disconnect.
His friend Joe Augusto admits it's a roll of the dice.
Most people voted for change, even though it could be wrong. And so I think I admit, and a lot of people admit, maybe he won't be a good president, but we're going to take a chance.
Both men dismiss Trump's most outrageous comments on things like building that wall and mass deportation. But Joaquin Content hopes Trump's plain talk helps broker deals on things like immigration reform so agriculture gets a more reliable and legal migrant workforce.
This guy has the courage to step up and say those things that are kind of on the fringe of maybe it's not correct to say it, not maybe it's not politically correct. I think it's going to be a refreshing change to have someone like that.
This region relies on immigrant workers, legal and illegal, and many Latinos are worried about Trump's threats of deportation. Even so, community organizer Pedro Ramirez says getting eligible Latinos to register and vote is like pulling teeth.
They don't really care about Democrats, Republicans, Trump, Clinton. They don't even know for the most part. They see it on TV, but to them it's just they're painted the same stripes.
Ramirez was brought to California illegally by his parents when he was 3. Today he's 28 and was the first undocumented student body president at Fresno State. He says there's a lot of apathy about politics here.
Because people here, I think, have been let down. They've made a lot of promises that have been made to them by a lot of people, whether they're in the local government, state government, or the federal government, and they see nothing changes.
With Trump taking over for President Obama next month, people here know things will change, but some are a little nervous about what exactly that change will be. For Here and Now, I'm Scott Schaefer in Hanford, California.